Samuel DeShiels Hammett. Samuel DeShiels Hammett is recognized as the first master of hard-boiled detective fiction. His lean writing style, cynical characters, and complex plots brought a new energy to pulp magazines, then went on to define the genre in movies, radio, and television, where the Private Eye series became an entertainment staple. Hammett wrote more than 80 short stories and 5 novels, including Red Harvest in 1929, The Dane Curse in 1929, The Maltese Falcon in 1930, The Glass Key in 1931, and The Thin Man in 1934. He created tough guy Sam Spade in The Continental Op, as well as debonair sleuths Nick and Nora Charles. He wrote a comic strip, Secret Agent X9, an original radio series, The Fat Man, and worked on numerous scripts, often simply to polish dialogue. Hammett's crisp, colorful language brought gangster slang into everyday speech. Born in Maryland on May 27, 1894, Sam Hammett was raised in Baltimore and Philadelphia. He never finished high school. At age 14, he went to work at a series of jobs to help support his family. At 21, he was hired by the Pinkerton National Detective Agency as an operative. He traveled across the country on assignment from 1915 to 1921, with time off to serve stateside in the Motor Ambulance Corps during World War I. A bout with tuberculosis in the service kept him in fragile health for the rest of his life. Nevertheless, he managed to join the Army during World War II at age 48 and served in the Aleutian Islands for 3 years. The work of a Pinkerton investigator captured his imagination, but his assignments as a Union strikebreaker did not. In Butte, Montana, the vicious murder of Frank Little, organizer of Industrial Workers of the World, also known as the Wobblies, soured him on the agency. Pinkerton men were thought responsible for the killing, which was never solved. Hammett recreated the violent atmosphere of Butte in Red Harvest's fictional city of Poisonville. Hammett married a nurse he met during his TB treatment. They settled in San Francisco and had 2 daughters. In 1922, he began writing for Black Mask magazine, first using the pen name Peter Collinson, then taking DeShiels Hammett as his byline. At this time, he had discarded his first name and was called Slim or Dash by his friends. The magazine stories featuring Detective Sam Spade or the Continental Op drew from his wealth of knowledge of on-the-job experience. His hard-boiled heroes were men free of family ties, loners, who lived by a rigid code of personal honor. Hammett's marriage faltered, and he drifted down to Hollywood looking for writing opportunities in the movies. In 1930, he met Lillian Hellman, then a 24-year-old aspiring playwright married to a screenwriter. A short while later, she moved in with him. Though both eventually divorced their spouses, Hammett and Hellman never married. Their relationship lasted until his death. She was pleased when he told her she was the inspiration for Nora, wife and sleuthing partner of Nick Charles in The Thin Man. However, Hammett also said she was the silly girl and the villainess in the book. Success in films eluded Hammett. The Thin Man became a popular movie series starring William Powell and Myrna Loy, but MGM hired other writers to script the sequels. The Maltese Falcon failed twice on screen, first as Dangerous Female in 1931, and then again as Satan Met a Lady in 1936, before the inspired casting of Humphrey Bogart, combined with John Huston's script and direction, hit a bullseye in 1941. The adaptation succeeded in capturing the lean storytelling style of the novel, as well as effectively bringing its popular hero to life on screen. In the late 1940s, DeShiels Hammett became an active supporter of the Civil Rights Congress of New York. In 1951, he refused to give up information about 4 members of the group who were communist and was sentenced to jail for 6 months. Further troubles were to follow. The IRS garnished all income from new publications or productions of his work for back taxes. In 1953, he again faced media scrutiny, testifying as an unfriendly witness in the McCarthy hearings. His later years were plagued by failing health and financial problems. He was unable to finish Tulip, the most autobiographical of all his books. Hellman published it as a novella in The Big Knockover, a collection of tales she edited in 1966. After a decade of silence, DeShiels Hammett had been nearly forgotten when he died of lung cancer in 1961 at the age of 67. History has gone on to celebrate his achievements as one of the most influential American writers of the 20th century. Information for this audio clip came from your audio series descriptions moderator, Roger Hohenbrink. This audio clip is provided by the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, a group of volunteers dedicated to preserving radio's past. If you are interested in assisting to preserve radio's golden past so that future generations might also enjoy it, we urge you to look into membership in the Old Time Radio Researchers Group. Visit our home on the web at www.otterprojectonline.info. I'm your announcer, Doug Hopkinson.